another test from another team, obviously on the road. What do you know about their defense?
It's a good defense. You know, I think, you know, London Fletcher, I think, is one of the better Mike linebackers in the league. He's a veteran guy. He's really, you know, like playing against a D coordinator out on the field. Very smart, gets them in a lot of good blitzes and coverages. They're physical against the run. You know, I think their front seven is very stout against the run. Jim Haslett's always had, you know, a very good blitz package. And it's going to be an important week for us to identify what they're doing. They give you a lot of different looks and communicate really well on the road.
Front seven's stout, but the secondary's given up a lot of big plays this year. Is that something that, you know, you pick up on, or do you just kind of assume that they're going to, you know, make some adjustments on them?
They've been playing with a lead, too. I mean, one of the things you have to take into consideration is the type of games that they've been in. I mean, their offense has jumped out in a couple of those games and gotten off to an early lead and really forced people to throw the football quite a bit against them. And so I think that's, you know, sometimes why statistics are a little skewed. They've got some talented guys back there. D'Angelo Hall, Pro Bowl caliber corner. A guy that we've played against a couple of times in two different teams with the Raiders and the Redskins, and we know he's capable of making some plays. So, you know, I just, you know, I think sometimes games dictate statistics.
How have they compensated for the loss of Rockpo and Carrigan over there on defense?
They've done a good job. Carrigan stepping in, number 91, has done a really good job. I mean, he's a good player. He's, you know, he's a talented guy. Very physical, high motor, very active. I think their scheme has allowed them to keep pressure in terms of the pass game. Pass rush has been very good, and they've been very stout against the run. So they've done a good job.
Matt, how much attention do you pay to some of the stuff that's out there as far as your numbers and people talking about MVP after only four games and all that stuff?
It's four games, right?
Yeah.
You know, after four games, you can't really worry about those things. And, I don't worry about it too much ever, really. I think the biggest thing for me is to try and play well every week and do whatever we need to do to get a win. And other than that, I try not to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I guess the reason I ask is because I know that your coach said earlier in the week, Smitty, that even though you're 4-0, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Without question. And I think one of the things that I think we've done a good job is we figured out different ways to win. And that's good, and that's what you need to do. But when we watch the film, we have a lot of things we need to do better. And, you know, I think everybody has that mindset of coming in here and trying to constantly improve. And when you're here, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's what it's all about. It's trying to get better, trying to play better the following week.
Matt, there's been a lot of talk about your off-season bodybuilding program. How do you feel like it's helped you so far?
I felt good. You know, I felt good early on. I felt good.
Do you make that throw to Roddy at the end of the game last year or the year before?
I think so. You know, I think it's one of those things. I've always had a lot of confidence in myself, but, you know, I think every year there's a couple of areas you want to improve on and try and get better, and I felt like that was one this offseason.
What do you attribute, you know, you talk about that, what you did in the offseason, but is there anything you can pinpoint of why you've been maybe, I don't know, not like you hadn't been effective, but maybe more effective this first quarter of the season?
I think collectively we've been effective, and we've had a lot of guys who have stepped up in different games and made some big plays. You know, I think experience has a lot to do with it. I think having played here for, you know, 5 years, this being my fifth year now, I've been through some ups, been through some downs, and learned from both of them. And so I think, you know, I'm better experienced. And again, you know, I have good players around me, and guys that aren't afraid to go out and make plays. And I think last week, the last play of the game, or not the last play of the game, but the last drive of the game is an example of that. Roddy, you know, has been a guy that's made a ton of plays for us. So I'm surrounded by good people.
Matt, obviously Smitty has you guys on that quarter, you know, schedule per se, where you finish the last one, now you're starting this next one. But this would be the first time a team in this franchise's history would start 5-0. What would that mean to you?
I don't really think about it too much in terms of the grand view, the big picture, the entire history of the organization. What it would mean for us right now is you know, we've gotten off to a good start, but we've got a lot of work to do before we get there, and can't really worry about what we'll feel like after this game. It's all about trying to get ourselves prepared to play it.
How much do you attribute that to what's the success you've had, kind of the new sort of phase coming in and the relationship you guys have built?
I think it's been good. I think he's done a great job early on this season. I think, he's a really good teacher, a very good play caller, and certainly put us in good position to make plays. So I think he's done a great job.
With some of the running quarterbacks, like this week, RG3, what do you think of some of the shots that they take?
I would have no idea. I don't consider myself in that category, but they're tough, man, and they make it difficult for a defense. I know our guys, it's always an added element that they have to go against, so I'm not sure.